listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radios, USA-365.com.
Back at Crown Point High School, this is the Coaches for Cancer Challenge night. There is some pink visible. We broadcast a game against the Mustard Mustangs last night. This is the back end of the Coaches versus Cancer Challenge. The girls honored it against the Maryville Pirates. Now the boys' turn. Plenty of pink T-shirts as well as pink wristbands. I have one on my left hand right now indicating hope and courage. So certainly a great cause, always put on well every year. Decca for three, off the back iron, no, as the Maryville Pirates at 38-33 lead with Holmes into the front court left. The kick out, here is a drive by Sanders, leaves it down low. Now Bandy starts the drive, ran into what looked to be Gio Demas, and indeed that is the foul. Elias Gio Demas call for the foul. His third foul, and he better be careful here. He is the lone Bulldog with three or more fouls. Non-shooting for Maryville. Here's Dandy pulling up three off the back iron. No, and the rebound kept offensively alive. As down low, we have another foul on the Crown Point Bulldogs. Dandy was there for to get the rebound, and let's see who the foul's against. Sammy Snodgrass called for his second foul. Non-shooting foul. Here's a quick drive by Bernard, and here comes a missing leaping rebound. Pimentel, Crown Point, front court left. Pimentel, coast to coast, off the back iron. Decker, leaping rebound. And we have a foul on the Maryville Pirates right of the key.
Decker in a good position there on the right side of the basket to grab that rebound, and in the process of going up for the putback, is fouled on the play. And that's going to be foul number four on Darian Bandy.
And Dave, as we're seeing, as Decker misses on the first, two players for the Maryville Pirates were four, Bandy with four, Bernard with four. So while Maryville's holding this five-point lead, they are playing with some serious individual foul trouble as far as Bernard and Bandy. One more foul, their night is over. Misses on the second, Decker, and here come the Maryville Pirates. 1 minute shaved off the game clock, fourth quarter, as Fulton for Holmes. Now Keon Thompson in between the circles for Fulton. Here is Rob Sanders. Pitches it in the near corner. A three by Holmes off the back iron. Leaping rebound controlled by the Bulldogs. As Snodgrass came up, and there was a steal by the Maryville Pirates. They keep it alive in the front court right. Here's Holmes off the iron. No, and he was fouled in the act of shooting. So the foul called on the Crown Point Bulldogs, and Manhandlin guilty of his first.
Yeah, a lot of ball movement there on the front court there for Maryville.
15 foul for Crown Point, 14 fouls for Maryville. Shooting all right, coming up missing Holmes. Still 38-33 as the Maryville Pirates looking for the biggest two-possession lead here with a free throw and a second good. So Holmes with 5 points unofficially. The lead up to six at 39-33 for the visiting Maryville Pirates. Crown Point front court to the left under white on white attire with red numbers. Hamlin starts to drive off one shot off the front of the iron. Decker the rebound. Took a shot. No. And the rebound controlled by the Maryville Pirates as Balcom hits ahead for Thompson. Now Maryville on the front court right. Sanders had it taken away and a travel call. I believe it's going to be on the Crown Point Bulldogs. Let's see if Decker's called for the turnover.
Well, I saw a traveling call is what I saw.
But it is going to be on Decker because Maryville does have the ball, Dave.
No, it was simple traveling call. It's a turnover.
All right.
No foul on that play.
So, turnover to the Maryville Pirates with Holmes. Now front court right. Here is Fulton. Thompson for Fulton. Under 6 minutes remaining in the game. Here's a three left wing. Rimmy no by Thompson. And here comes the Crown Point Bulldogs front court to the left. And a block, a beautiful block by Jalen Holmes using his big arms. Dave, as you mentioned earlier, 6'6 senior coming up with the block. It'll stay with Crown Point.
Yeah, that was a pretty clean block, too. Deflected it out of bounds, so it'll be Crown Point's throw-in from behind their own basket.
Manhandlin to bring the ball inbounds. Baseline far side left. Elias Gio Demas looking to his bench. saying some words, just probably calling out some ideas as far as the bench is concerned. So Hanlon looking to pull the trigger for Snodgrass. Here's Hanlon, a three from the right corner, far side, plenty of air to be felt. It looked like Pimentel had the rebound, and Pimentel comes out to the Maryville Pirates. Rob Sanders running the fourth, feeds it ahead for Holmes. No, and a foul. Or, see, offensive foul, I believe they're going to call it. Indeed, it looks like they're going to call an offensive foul on Jalen Holmes.
Yeah, that's number three on Jalen.
Yeah, three fouls on Jalen. So you have Bernard four fouls, Bandy four fouls,
15 foul.
With three fouls. So front court to the right works the Crown Point Bulldogs. Sam Decker with the ball at the near side. Now Pimentel holds deep at the left elbow. Pimentel comes over with the right-handed dribble. Feeds for Matt Hanlon. Hanlon near the timeline. 5:15 and counting with Crown Point trailing by six. Gerald Demas looking for the outlet. Goes down low for Pimentel. Pimentel right of the key. Left turn. Starts to drive. And it's taken away by Sanders of Maryville. Here come the Maryville Pirates. Front court right. There's a three now for the Maryville Pirates as Thompson comes up missing. Gerald Demas on the other end has a block by Holmes. Holmes with the block. And it will stay with the Crown Point Bulldogs. The defense mightily impressive for Maryville.
Yeah, the Maryville Pirates are not letting the Crown Point Bulldogs get a clean shot on those breakaways they've had. They've come back quickly to stop the last two fast breaks.
Dave, I've been very impressed with this Maryville team speed on the floor. Snodgrass works between the circles, comes crossover. Snodgrass with the left-handed dribble, the pitch for Pimentel. Now Hanlon starts to drive. Hanlon driving and foul on his way to the basket. 4:36, fourth quarter, 39-33, Maryville the advantage. Rob Sanders called for his second foul. That'll send Hanlon to the line. The foul was in the act of shooting for the Maryville Pirates. A miss on the first for Matt Hanlon. And at this stage of the game, everything's magnified. The Bulldogs down by six, 39-33. Maryville has led from the start. Hanlon looking for the split, has it. Count it for Matt Hanlon. And looks like we're
going to. And that's Crown Point's first point of the fourth quarter.
That is right, Dave. First point.
But on the other hand, Maryville has only scored 1 point in the fourth quarter.
High school basketball is weird.
It's 1-1 here in the fourth quarter.
The Maryville on the board leading 39-34, where it matters the most. Balcom starts to drive left of the key. The pitch out to the far corner left side. A three, no. And here come the Crown Point Bulldogs with Hanlon. Working the point. Snodgrass elevates for three. Top of the key. Off the back. Iron and a leaping rebound controlled by Balcom. Here come the Maryville Pirates. And the ball was stolen away from Crown Point. Here's Bandy driving. Leaves it short. Balcom the rebound. Cannot get it to drop. It holds the rebound. So Maryville just crashing the offensive boards inside 4 minutes. And we have a timeout called. I believe it's on the Maryville Pirates. 3:56, fourth quarter, 39-34, two possession lead for Maryville. Maryville, the timeout. You're listening to USA-365.com.
When your car is due for a new set of tires or scheduled maintenance, Levin Tire and Service Center has six convenient locations in Northwest Indiana for you. Each Levin Tire and Service Center offers a full-service repair facility that uses the highest quality parts and state-of-the-art equipment. Levin is part of the Goodyear Tire and Service Network, which guarantees their work at over 2,000 locations nationwide. Located at 51 North Main Street in Crown Point, call 800-475-5005 or visit LevinTireCenter.com. That's Levin Tire and Service Center, proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
Full timeout for the Maryville Pirates. Play Sprinkle Dave Woodworth on USA-365.com. For the second time in 3 nights, it was a girls game between the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs and the Munster Mustangs. Crown Point winning 47-37. here tonight. Crown Point's boys team trails 39-34 to the Maryville Pirates. The Maryville Lady Pirates come calling here tomorrow to take on the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. We will bring you that game to conclude the week. Three games in three nights, the longest stretch of games we will bring you consecutively on these airwaves. Holmes triggers the ball inbounds for the leading Maryville Pirates, up 39-34. Bandy calls in between the circles, starts to dribble right near the timeline, feeds it for Fulton. Front court to the right for Balcom. 3:40 and counting as Holmes looks to come around a high screen now for Fulton. Fulton at the left elbow. The pitch for Holmes, or for Bernard, as he starts to drive. Bernard down low in the traffic, makes good with plenty of congestion of Crown Point jersey. So 12 points for Johnny Bernard. His first 2 points of the fourth quarter give him 12. He has scored points in each of the four quarters for Maryville. Crown Point trailing by 7. 41-34, front court left for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Snodgrass for three, triple it up, rattling in Sam Snodgrass. As Snodgrass with his second three, both threes coming in the second half, a 41-37 lead for the Maryville Pirates. Maryville looking to extend their lead inside 3 minutes. Here is Holmes. Holmes, the pitch for Bandy. Bandy with the left-handed dribble. Counters against Gerald Demas. High near the timeline. Gerald Demas, the pitch for Holmes. 2:40 in a downward spiral clock and a 4-point Maryville lead at 41-37. Now Bandy. Bandy with the right-handed dribble. The pitch. Pitches it for Holmes. Now a lead for Fulton. Here is Bandy. Bandy. And what do we have? It looks like we have a whistle. Not sure what this is all about. We have a Bulldog down, it looks like, and Matt Hamlin was down, but he's able to get up and walk without his own problem. Not sure what the confusion is. These officials, TJ Lux, wanting an answer as to why the whistle was blown. So the official talking with TJ Lux, who played for Jim East, and this has been TJ Lux's team since Jim East retired 7 years ago.
2:24 to go here in the fourth quarter.
So Maryville with the basketball. They will bring it front court to the right. Not sure why for the stoppage of play, but we play on from Crown Point High School. The Maryville Pirates on top by 4, and we have a whistle and a foul on the Crown Point Bulldogs. Sammy Snodgrass called for his third foul. Elias Girodemus and Sammy Snodgrass, the two Bulldogs with three fouls. Once you get into three fouls, you get into that danger zone. Non-shooting, however, both teams squared at 6 fouls apiece. Next time, foul for either team. It's a bonus. Falcom drives the lane, reverses his direction, drawing a foul. So that will send Maryville to the line. The foul on Decker. And now Sam Decker, along with Snodgrass and Gerald Demas, playing with three fouls. Falcom to the right, makes good on the first. 13 points for Rashard Falcom, 6'5 junior for the Maryville Pirates. Some of the crowds standing here at Crown Point High School, mainly in the upper levels. Typically a game like this, you have the top tier bleachers open. They are open here tonight. Crown Point will play a boy-girl doubleheader a week from tonight. Second three for good for Falcom. And a 30-second timeout by Maryville. 34-37. They lead 209 for the game. You're listening to USA-365.com.
As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the city as his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urand is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
43-37, Crown Point has not led in this game once. It has been all Maryville Pirates here tonight. There have been some close calls for the Crown Point Bulldogs. as the ball briefly getting away from Pimentel. He almost lost the handle front court to the left. Sam Snodgrass, as some of these Bulldog players are playing with three fouls, three players for the Bulldogs with three fouls. One of them on the floor right now, and Sam Snodgrass, who has the ball for Matt Hanlon. Hanlon works near the timeline. 1:42, a downward spiral clock here in the fourth quarter. Hanlon starts to drive, leaves it too strong. Giordimus, the rebound, counted on one.
Wow. Good effort there by Giordimus, staying with the play. As he falls down, he makes the basket and draws the foul.
And the Bulldogs, they desperately needed that. Darian Bandy with his fifth foul. So for Bandy, his night is over. He will have to watch this game from the bench to all right. As the Maryville Pirates still had a foul trouble with Johnny Bernard. He has four fouls. Jalen Holmes with three. Rashard Balcom, although not in serious foul trouble, he has two at the moment. Shooting to our left, Giordimus completes the three-point play. 10 points for Giordimus and a 43-40 lead for the Maryville Pirates. It's one possession, still anyone's game. Maryville front court right. Starting to drive Sanders for Bernard. Bernard with the right-handed dribble pitches it out. And now Holmes in between the circles. Holmes holds. And now here is Bernard as Maryville just looking to play keep away. Crown Point might have to foul here at some point. As Sanders was starting the drive, no contact. Bernard holding, and now we're going to spiral the clock inside 1 minute here from the Bulldog gym. As the ball trickled out of bounds and last touch, Snodgrass doing a good job poking the ball away, but Maryville will hold on to the ball 56 seconds.
3-point ball game, 56 seconds left to go.
Johnny Bernard, the trigger of the ball in bounds. Crown Point trying to play some pressure in the backcourt. Here is Holmes. Holmes in the front court right. Now Holmes almost losing the handle. Comes back to the Crown Point Bulldogs. Here is Matt Hanlon. Hanlon, and now has a poke checked away by Holmes as the ball trickles out of bounds. Last touch, Holmes. Holmes went almost into the first row of the bleachers here, but was able to hold his footing. 43-30, a three-pointer can tie it. Matt Hanlon to bring the ball inbounds inside 40 seconds. Hanlon with the left-handed dribble. Pimentel at the left wing. Feeds it over for Giordimus in between the circles. He starts to drive. Giordimus has a block mid-range and is a foul on the Maryville Pirates.
Driving the lane is Giordimus, drawing the foul. And he's going to be at the line. Wow, fourth foul called now on Jalen Holmes.
So Holmes with Bernard with four fouls. Bandy already fouled out with five.
Giordimus taking a little moment to tie his shoes there before taking his first shot at the free throw line.
Giordimus shooting to our left. This is a bonus opportunity. Eight fouls for Maryville. Good on the first.
Giordimus is perfect at the free throw line this evening.
And Dave, they're going to need him to continue to be perfect. 43-41. A free throw here. The lead cut to one for Maryville.
6-for-6 at the line.
Make it 6-for-7, Dave. Yep. 6-for-7, and Maryville now with a 43-41 lead. Inside 24 seconds. Move that clock downward. Here come the Maryville Pirates. The kick for Holmes as he was starting to drive, and we have a foul on Crown Point.
Yeah, no basket, although he put it in. But looked like there was a foul before the shot.
There was.
And it looks like that's going to be on Pimentel.
Second foul for Cameron in this game, and looks like Crown Point wants to talk it over, and they do with 19.5 seconds. 43-41, Maryville with the lead here in the fourth. You're listening to USA-365.com.
As we begin a new year, this is a good time to resolve to do a better job, take better care of our families, and protect our hard-earned investments, property, and our health. Scott Angel, State Farm Insurance Agent, is here in Northwest Indiana to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Whether you need auto, life, or fire insurance or other financial services, Scott Angel is here to serve you. Learn more by calling 219-803-0669 or go online to www.scottangelsf.com. Scott Angel, State Farm Insurance, a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com.
You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
On the Crown Point Bulldogs, they will send Maryville to the line. Both teams in the bonus. They have squared at 8 fouls apiece. Well, it's been an entertaining game, as you can only expect from a Crown Point Maryville contest. And if you like this one, we do have the girls for you tomorrow. Lady Bulldogs, Lady Pirates, here in the same gym. Same start time, 7 o'clock. Pre-game, 6:45. Three games in 3 days on USA-365.com. Home shooting to his right. Big free throw shot upcoming. Misses. And there's a steal as Girardinas had it. And it looks like Crown Point was able to call a timeout, and they do, with 16 seconds remaining here in the fourth and a 43-41 lead. A quick 30-second timeout. We'll take one as well on USA-365.com.
Imagine your home equity setting you free. Imagine taking the trip of a lifetime, cooking in the kitchen of your dreams. Sunny afternoons in the pool, or providing a college education. A home equity loan from Horizon Bank can make it happen. With great rates and personalized service, Horizon can help you go further than you ever imagined. Talk to your Horizon advisor or apply online at horizonbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, good call there by Clint Swan to get that timeout here with 15.8 seconds to go. And the Bulldogs trailing just by two. They've got the possession. A throw in from the far end of the court.
You know, Crown Point is only thinking about just one thing. Maybe drive down low and try to get the ball for an easy look. Let's see who will have the look for the Crown Point Bulldogs as Matt Hanlon will start to throw. Hill will take it by himself, it appears. The ball comes loose, deflected off Sam Decker. He's able to get it back. Decker has a block. Tony has run for Sam Decker. Holy smokes.
Oh, they're calling a jump ball, I think.
Jump ball? really, and Clint Swan frustrated, and so am I. You got to give Dave you got to admire Sam Decker for his effort.
And the possession arrows in favor of Maryville.
So Crown Point with 1.5 seconds. We'll need
Sam Decker's coming in. Sam Klutz is coming in. Clint Swan is very upset.
I don't blame him.
He is livid with that call. And you can't blame him. Obviously, Maryville is happy with the call. Let's keep the call right here. Let's discuss this because this is kind of crazy. We saw.
Yes.
Was it Decker?
Sam Decker.
Decker got the putback basket, but the score remains 43-41 with 1.5 seconds remaining in the game. So anyway, that's the deal. Sam Decker had the shot, put it in, but apparently a jump ball was called immediately, just a half a moment, maybe 2 seconds prior to that shot. That's what I'm guessing is what the official saw. And so it'll be a throw-in for Maryville at the far end of the court. Crown Point obviously going to try to defend it as best they can.
Well, exciting game. They met with controversy between Maryville and Crown Point only a second and a half. Here's the inbounds as it goes into the hands of Bernard, but the clock sounds. Looks like there was a foul, obviously, on the Crown Point Bulldogs, but that's not going to matter at all.
Yep.
As a matter of fact,
time has expired.
I'm on a confusing final 2 seconds here. Now, quickly, from our vantage point, and I could not see any indication for a jump ball, but I did see Sam Decker, like you did, put the ball off the glass. It looks like there was contact. Beyond that, I have no idea what to make of it. Except the jump ball, the indication by the officials. Like I said, I have no idea.
There was a point where players from both teams had their hands on the ball, but only for a very short instant. And then there was a loose ball, and then Decker picked up the ball and put it in for 2 points.
I don't know.
That's what I saw, but the officials saw it differently. Anyway, that's the way it goes. All right, so it is indeed, you know, they took the score up and it down. What was it, 43-41? Maryville wins it, 43-41 is the final score. And we'll have the final stats for you on the Crown Point Bulldogs postgame show coming up next on USA-365.com. Stay tuned.
Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400. Or visit AdamDeckerLaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, the website is TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music.
Mike Dexter from Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on internet radio, USA-365.com. Call financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Mike Dexter and Bulldogs basketball. Now that's a winning combination.
As the mayor of Crown Point, David Uran always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the cities as guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Uran is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. The high school sports season is always full of action, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest sports polls, audio archives, and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services in Crown Point, Indiana.